why should it be different?
Rub them in base of the base of the bottom. So it comes along the rubber. As an Indian.
Not because I want to be Makadish this woman.
Here you want to marry this woman. So my community, if you thought you're doing it al Sivama or you're doing it as a wife. In both cases you want to marry her. So why should it be a difference?
Both are legitimate form of kiddushin.
Exactly. So even on this particular case, it's no yivama, but I want to get married to her, so why shouldn't it be chal? So why is Rebbe making a difference if you intend to marry her as a wife or intend to marry her as a yivama? Look, Rav, the four lines at the bottom. Rav, I'll tell you the difference. If you would have said to her clearly, I'm marrying you as my yivam, I'm going to let you get the money, it helps. Because the fact of the matter is, what's a maimi? To marry her. And therefore, you want to marry her. Hachmai skin get amalai is kachli bezikas yivam. He didn't say b'maim yivam, which means kedushin. I want you to marry me like the tie of a yivam. That's what he's talking about. So what's the machlekes? Rebbe savar yesh zika. Rebbe holds that there is zika, and therefore, if there is zika, when you gave, what happened? Talking about a case, you gave chalitza, and then you go ahead and marry. When you gave chalitza, you could, why does maima work at all? He said, because Maima enhances the Zika. Because he holds the Zika. And then Maima enhances the Zika. But since you gave Chalitza, which means you removed the whole Zika, what's Maima? Nothing. So therefore, since you said you want to get married like a Yevaman, there's nothing here. However, Asi Chalitza, Afikta the Zika, removed it. So that's why Rebbe holds, if you say I want to get married like Zika's Yevaman, there is no Zika anymore, because the Chalitza removed it. However, the Rabban hold Bechlal ain't Zika. There is no Zika at all. And yet Maima works, which means that Maima has nothing to do with Zika. Maima is in its own. So therefore, even though you gave a Chalitza, but Maima is like Kedushin, and therefore it works. Mikara ilu amalei is kachev Zika Yivamim. Mila mahani, let's say you didn't give a Chalitza. Stam, you say you want to get married Yivamim. Wouldn't help? Of course it would help. Because Maima has nothing to do with, there is no Zika, but Maima works anyway. So hashtanam mahani, it helps here. Yeah, that's why Rabban hold it helps. But Rebbe holds it doesn't, because Rebbe holds Maima is a form of Zika, or enhances the Zika. But now that you gave a Chalitza and you've ended the Zika, there's nothing left for Maima to work. Rav Sharavya gives another hesbir. Rav Sharavya says, "Bechalitza kshayda. Had it been a kosher chalitza, you just gave it right out of chalitza. Ida amal. If he would have said to her, 'Is kachili bezikas yivamin.' If he would have said to her, 'You kachili bezikas yivamin,' kuli amal loy pliy. Everyone agree that loy mahani. Why? Because everyone holds their izika." And the only reason why maima works is it enhances the zika. But since you gave a chalitza and you've canceled the zika, how can maima work? But what's the machlek? Here, because you first gave her a get, then you gave a chalitza. Because a weak chalitza doesn't remove the total zika or not. So therefore, that's a machlek. Machlek is masav a chalitza psula. But the Rebbe holds that a chalitza psula still completely removes any ties, even though it's a weaker form of chalitza, and therefore when you gave a maimer, nothing happens. That's why Rebbe says if he did it al sivama, nothing happens. However, the chacham holds the masav a chalitza does not remove all the ties, and therefore maimer is chal. Rav Asher comes along, his other answer. Kuli yama, everyone agrees chalitza psula ain't a peteres. Everyone, chalitza psula does not have the ability to patik completely. Something's left behind. So lechayda should have worked. What's machlek zebe chamin? Biyesh tenai bechalitza. They're arguing. You gave her a chalitza on the condition you give me $200. Rebbe holds that you cannot give a tenai bechalitza, and even if he doesn't live up to the condition, the chalitza is still a valid chalitza. Well, the chalitza valid chalitza is no longer a tie between you and her. Therefore, the maimer is not chal. But if you learn that a tenai bechalitza helps, and since she didn't give the $200, that means she's still tied to you. Therefore, the maimer does work. That's what machlek is. There is a tanai b'chalitza, and therefore you didn't keep the tanai. The chalitza, there's no longer chalitza here, so this tied together, the maimer never helps. Marsava ain't tanai, no tanai b'chalitza. There's no tanai b'chalitza, therefore the chalitza was valid, no ties anymore, there's no maimer. That's machlokes. Yeah.
When not talking in the case of Yevama, stand the woman, what does maimer achieve?
Kedushin. Stam a woman.
Just an ordinary, a regular kesef.
Maimer is kedushin. No, maimer is kedushin. What's maimer? You gave kesef before.
Saying here that maimer is only strengthening a zika if there is a zika. If there's no
because
zika,
it's only drabbanon. The Torah does not say, by a normal woman, there's a kiyikach ishisha, ubala. So there's two stages. Yikach, ubala.
Kicha
and bila. So there's kedushin and nesuin. But by yivamim ha-Torah, there's just one thing, ubala. So there's nothing else. The Rabbani came along and said, we have to do something.
A primary stage.
Exactly. So what do you do here? So it's a whole different word.
Okay. So the what do you call it actually? This maimer in a sense is similar to what we have in our you have kiddushin nisuim all at the one time, but you've got this engagement before.
No, but I was wondering why don't we have this whole machlokas by regular form of kiddushin?
That's what I'm saying, because there is no difference. Parallel. That's what I'm saying. The only parallel, the one similarities that the boy and the girl agree that they're going to get married, they're going to have nisuin and chuppah nisuin, kiddushin and nisuin, sometime down the track, they've got some kind of engagement. So some kind of understanding.
Right. All the Rishayim ask is a klal, the Gemara, Nozer Tesis, Nozer Yud Aleph asks, Be'arichas, but over here. So the question is asked that we have a rule. We have a rule that that we learn from Tanai B'nei God B'nei Reuven. You cannot make a Tanai on anything unless you can also make a Shalich. In other words, Tosfos Nozer explains it. When do you have the power? You did a Maisa. Are you doing something? And then with a few words, you can cancel a Maisa. Where do you find Dibur stronger than Maisa? So where you have the power to appoint a Shalich? So you see that your Dibur can transform into a Maisa. I'm saying something and the Shliach does the Maisa. So where you have the Kerch to make a Shliach, where your Dibur can turn into a Maisa, then you also have the Kerch to make a Tanai, that your Tanai can cancel the Maisa. I gave a get, but on condition, blah, 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 you didn't do a condition, the whole get to the bottom, but you gave it. My Dibur has a Kerch to override it. And that's in living like Tanai Gobinei Reuven. But where you cannot make a Shliach, you cannot make a Tanai. By Chalitza, we will learn on the Pasuk that you can't make a Shliach. So how can over here, how does the Tanai work? That's all the Shreem asking the Gemara. And even Rashi himself asks the question and doesn't really answer. He just said, this Gemara doesn't agree with that Gemara there. The Rishonim don't like that. So Bikitsa, Tesis wants to say, and some other Rishonim, that there's a difference between where you talk about vis-a-vis her permission to marry other people in the street, and vis-a-vis where that's considered a lower level of Chalitza as far as we're concerned here. As far as marrying people in the street, there's no time by Chalitza. Chalitza is effective. She can go marry anybody she wants. But it's still one grade lower of Chalitza. And because of one grade lower of Chalitza, there's a slight Zika still there. Not enough to stop her from marrying friendly people, but enough to say that maybe if you get a Maimir, it's something is here. You can now take that little bit and enhance it. It makes a difference here. Interesting difference. Okay, back to your mother. Another version is Avinam, the sixth answer. Everyone holds a Tanai by Chalitza. And therefore, if you didn't fulfill the Tanai, the Chalitza is not a valid Chalitza. But here, the question is, we know that whenever you make a condition, you have to say, if, and positive or negative, if you give me $100, the get will be valid. And if you don't give me $100, the get is null and void. Do you need to say the same thing here by Chalitza or not? You need tonight kafel and therefore, because you make tonight kafel, the chalitza, the valid chalitza, there's no longer any ties, there's no longer any maimed. Or masava lay be in and tonight kafel. The bechal don't need tonight kafel, so therefore it's a valid tonight. The chalitza is not very good, and therefore you can make a maimed. Okay, back to the Gemara.
The one who says
it's not kafel, how does that address the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu? So we have machlekes, we'll have the whole sugan kedushin. The Meir is one who says you need these four things. Knai, Kain, Lemaisa, all those four dinim. Says in the Mishnah, Cholat, you did a chalitza, v'osa maimer, you did a maimer with another one of the wives, or v'nos and get, you gave her a get, ubol, you buy one of the wives. Says the Gemara, and we say what? Nothing happened. Once you gave chalitza, whatever you did afterwards means nothing because she's no longer your she's a free woman. Exactly, no link. Nothing happens. And then the same thing by beer. So how could the Mishnah conclude after all of these cases? Ein acha chalitza klum. Since one of the cases also is if you did beer and then you had afterwards a getter or maimer or chalitza, why don't you say they also ein acha beer klum? Same expression. Abayda tavai, you're right. Tani, learn ein acha beer klum. In fact, amend the Mishnah. Say ein acha beer klum. I, the Mishnah says only one and only choose a chalitza. V'tana didan, our tana hat tori yivam l'shuk adifalei. The reason why our Tana highlighted Chalitza is because our Tana thinks to be matter a woman to marry millions of people, thousands of people, rather than only marrying her brother-in-law is a bigger chiddush, and therefore the Mishnah Einach Chalitza Klum, and she's a free woman. Because in Yavama, she's sort of stuck.
But it's interesting because we're dealing with the relationship between this man and this woman. And
yeah.
We're not looking at the closest
to kid. Yeah, but so you see how compassionate the Tanaim were. If they can free, if set free another woman, for them is a big simcha. They won't try and make a gunas chas v'shalom for the sake of a gunas. Anyway, right, echad yivamam. Whether it's a yivamam, it doesn't make no difference if it's one girl and with two brothers, or echad shteyivamam, two girls and one brother. The dinner were exactly the same. So the one masilim benazai mishnah like one book on benazai. The time we learn benazai says. Baza makes a difference if it's two Yavamas. When we say a machar acha maimer, it's talking about two women with one Yavam. So if he gives a maimer to one woman, then another maimer to another woman, the first woman is the one that's just your wife and or whatever, and the second woman nothing happened to. But if it's two Yavams and one woman, each one gave a maimer, the Torah allowed each Yavam to give a maimer. Something happened. Benazim, yesh maimer acha maimer b'shnei Yavami v'vachas. If it's two brothers and one girl, each one gave a maimer, something did happen. And the ain maimer acha maimer, when do we say there is no maimer after maimer, b'shnei Yavamas, two women, v'yavam, and one Yavam, then once he gave to a household a maimer, there's no room for another maimer. Which is not like Amish. Amish holds exactly the same dinim, whether it's two women and one man or two men and one woman. So you want to write it, Kate, what's an example? Maimer lezum gave a maimer to one person. He gave a maimer to one person. The case in our mission over here is if you gave a maimer to one woman, a maimer to another woman, you need two gittin and you need a chalitza. Sorry, we're going now on the case. Maimer lezu, it says in Mishnah. If he gave a maimer to one, he gave a chalitza to the other. So the first one needs a get for the maimer, and that's it. And the chalitza, the second one, is good enough. Okay. So the chalitza he gave to who? Not to the one of the maimer. He gave chalitza to the other one. Sounds like the Mishnah lechatchila. You should give chalitza not to the one you gave a maimer to the other one. Why? It's good enough. But it sounds. The Gemara is now learning that not if you gave chalitza to the second woman, now you have to give chalitza. Who should give chalitza? Not the one you gave maimer to. Better give to the free one. So Gemara, first of all, says raya to Shmuel. For Shmuel holds, if he were to give a chalitza balas maimer, Shmuel said that's a weak chalitza. It's a weak chalitza here because you already gave her a maimer. And therefore the tzara would not be potter because the weak chalitza, it would not potter the tzara. Why is it weak chalitza? Because the chalitza alone won't get her free, set her free. She needs to get and a chalitza. So the whole chalitza is weaker. The tzara is not free according to your Shmuel. It's clear from here that you have to give the chalitza to the one, the other woman. Is that right, Shmuel? That's number one. And a kasha Rabbi Yosef. As a kasha Rabbi Yosef, because he says, we learned before, don't spill out. If you have two wives, one is a grusha and one is a two wives, two sisters in law, one is a grusha, one is a regular woman. Give the chalitza to the grusha. Don't spill out your maid body if I hate him. And here clearly, who are you giving the chalitza to? To the other one. Not the one who had the problem, the maimer. Who's going to get a get anyway? It's the other one. Kasha Rabbi Yosef. Says the Gemara. And if you gave chalitza to the one, if this is, you still need to give a get to the first one. But ideally, give the get to the first one. No right to Shmuel, no kasha b'yisif. Okay, then the Mishnah says, what about get lezu v'get lezu? You gave a get to both of the wives. You need a chalitza. If you gave a get to both the wives, you still need a chalitza. Rabbi Avuna says. Right now, the Gemara understood from the Mishnah, she needs a chalitza from who? It says, get lezu, get tzriches, hey, men, if there are five brothers from every one of the brothers. Because we're going to have, the Rabbi Ravuna holds that if you give a weak chalitza to one of the women, then all the other brothers cannot be yetzir with his chalitza. Everyone has to give her a chalitza because it's a weak chalitza. If you gave her a get and then you give a chalitza, that's called a weak chalitza because she need two things to be free, a get and a chalitza.
Each one of the brothers have a zikah to her.
Only yes. One brother can. No, but because the chalitza gave her, she's a zikah to everybody. You eliminated her, but we think about the get. That's a weak chalitza. You had to do two things. So every, according to Rabbi Avuna, every brother has to give a chalitza. So it seems from the Mishnah, it says to the chalitza.
The zikah for each brother until something happens.
Exactly. No, and then you gave a chalitza, but because you gave her a get first. It looks like you needed two things to set her free. A get and a chalitza. So the Rabbanon are forcing all the other brothers to do chalitza. Exactly. So the Rabbanon. Let me tell you. Says the Gemara, L'cheide, Tzerai Rabbanon, Dama, Chalitza, Psula, Tzich, Lazo, Kol Achin. There's no right for me. My Tzrich, when it says Tzrich, she needs a get, a chalitza, Tzich, the Alma. Even though it's in plural, it doesn't mean that she needs more brothers. It means all such women, typical women, need to get a chalitza. It doesn't prove that every, you need from all the brothers. No right one way or another. Then it says in the Mishnah, get lezu, you gave a get to this one, uvicholat lezum, and you gave a get to one. And you did chalitza to the other one, as the Mishnah says, at chalitza you don't do anything. Leim, it's a raya to Mechayit, it's a raya to Shmuel, Lechayit, it's a raya to Shmuel, who says that, that if you gave a chalitza and a tzara, and if you gave a chalitza, and you gave a get, it's the strong, it's not a strong chalitza. You need from every single one chalitza to have a two. The kasha Rabbi Yosef. Shmuel says if you gave a chalitza to the one you gave a get to, the other co-wife needs her own separate chalitza. And here it says, get lezu v'cholat lezu. Sounds like you have to give a chalitza to the other woman. Sounds like the one, we're looking again, pshat now. The one you gave a get to, you have to give a chalitza, or maybe you don't have to give a chalitza, because but you must give the chalitza to the free woman, because if you were to give the chalitza to the woman of the get, the co-wife would still need something, because your chalitza is no good. Right, Shmuel? Again, who said it's talking about chalitza? Cholat lezu. I don't know if it did it this way. Then the Mishnah continues, cholat v'cholat, you gave a chalitza to the one, you gave a chalitza to another one. Or cholas, you gave a maimer to the other one, or you gave a get to the other one, or you balm, you gave a chalitza to one, and then you did one of these three things to the other one, or if you boiled to one, and then you did a beal to the other one, or you did a maimer to the other one, and so on. Why did the Mishnah say, Einach chalitza klum? Why don't we say also, Einach chalitza klum? That if you gave a beer to the first wife, she's your wife, and you did the other co wife, is nothing. Abayit or Avodim Tumah, is he right? Tony learned, ain't achabiyaklum. The Tana didon, ha Tony Ram Lashukadifullah. Again, our Tana gets all excited when she can marry thousands of men rather than just one, the brother in law. Then the Mishnah says, there's no difference if it's one Yavim and two women, or whether two brothers and one woman. It's all the same thing. Bishlai mil Rabbi Yechon says, now, there's a big machle Yechon ish lakish. If you did anything after him, Rabbi Yechon holds that once the brother gave a chalitza to him, it's a lav, right? It's only a yivne. The co-wife now, it's only a lav, la yivne. And to all the other brothers as well, if they live with this chalitza, they're only over a lav. No longer is of a sister-in-law, which is Issachar, it's only a lav. But Shlokit says, no, the one who gave a chalitza to him, it's a lav. The co-wife to him is Karis, and to all the brothers, both of them are Karis. Now, if you learn Rabbi Yechon, I'm a kula base of a lav, because everyone in the family now is only a lav, then the Mishnah says that after chalitza, aim achre klum, is a big chiddush. Even though it's a lav, and we paskin generally that kedushin is toiv b'chayv lavin, or it's we think there is, come to teach you, no, like Rabbi Kiva, that's not. It's a shmin, the ain't kedushin b'chayv lavin, that we follow Rabbi Kiva, remember before that this Mishnah followed Rabbi Kiva, there's not toiv, it's fine. El the shlokish, the amakula base of a kodesh, because shlokish says, no, everybody except the husband, the person gave chalitza. Everyone is a kodesh, of course, everyone agrees that after he's a kodesh, except who was it that says that only Mrs. Bezin and Rabbi Shua. Everyone apart from Yeshua holds he's a kodesh, there's no condition. So, wasn't it to tell you, Einach Klum? Kodesh, mean, it's which is the chai of la kisses. Amal shlokish, think everything in the Mishnah is a chiddush. The time, according to you. Say for the next case where it says, Baal, you had Bila with your first woman, which makes her your wife. Then Baal said, Maimer, you didn't Maimer the second woman, and he tell you nothing happened. Everyone knows that once you married, she's an Ejazish completely. I said, another brother came along and it makes a difference if it's two women and one man, or two men and one woman. So you married her, right? You did Bila. Then the other brother came and gave her a Maimer, and Misha says, nothing happened. And what would we have thought? It's a married woman. Why would anything happen? Ella, I did the Tana because the Mishnah says Hatar is Yavam Echad Vivam Achas. Once it allows you, it tells you about one man and one woman. It goes through all the other cases, even though some of them are totally superfluous. Tana Nam Mishnah Yavam Echad, but I did Tana Mishnah Yavam Echad, Tana Mishnah Yavam Yavam Achas. You're right, it's extra. So by me, it's extra. By you, it's extra. By me, it's also extra. Then the Mishnah said, that what? Cholatz v'osa maimah v'nosan. If you did Cholitz, you did a maimah v'nosan. So we said, after chalitza is no difference whether it's in the beginning, in the middle, or the end. That after chalitza nothing happens. By bi'ila makes a big difference. If it's a bi'ila in the beginning, nothing happens. But in the middle, we say it's a weak bi'ila, and you still need to take care of the other things you did. Bishleimer cholatz va'asa maimer. If you gave chalitza and then you gave a maimer, I would. It's okay, tell me nothing happens. Why? You thought that maybe you should worry about the maimer. Salka Miro thought nigze maimer the basa chalitza otu maimer the kame chalitza. I would have thought that we should be geizer. But if we say a maimer after chalitza, nothing happens. Next time people will give a maimer before chalitza, then the chalitza afterward, think, oh, I don't have to give a get to the maimer, nothing happened. That's what we think. Mistakes can happen. Okay, kamashlan, the legazina. So the Mishnah tells you that we're not geizer, that once you give chalitza and then you give maimer afterwards, ignore it. We're not going to geizer. We on our own, we were thought to be geizer, tell you not to. Ella, but in the case of chalatz, in the case you gave chalitza, and v'nasan get, you gave a get. If you gave a chalitza and then you gave a get, lumli, obviously nothing happened. If you gave a chalitza, it's no longer your wife. So you gave a get afterwards. So what? What are you worried about? You gave a get first. What happened? You gave a get first and you gave a chalitza afterwards. Nothing wrong there either. So what possibly can go wrong? You think everything in Mishnah is a chiddush? Amos Sefer, look at that case. It says, Baal, you had Bila with her, and then v'asa maimer, you gave her maimer. Or Baal, you had Bila with her, and then you gave her a get. Now, she's your full wife, you divorced her, she's a free woman, and there's no chalitza. It's a bishlay of Baal, in the case of Baal's get, I would have thought that maybe he's leading to something. Why? It's the chsalka, I would have thought, needs a get, the boss of Be'ila, or to get the kamabila. If you're going to say, if you gave a get after you married her, that you don't need any more chalitza than the else, people make a mistake and think, well, if you gave her a get before you married her, Also, you don't need any more chalit or anything else because you totally divorced her and she's no longer, she was as if she's a free woman. That's your thought. Before marriage is one thing, if you just gave her a get, everyone knows that you still have to do something, but after you married her, she's your regular wife and a get is sufficient. Because that's how every woman gets divorced, with a get. If you're a boil and you did a mime afterwards, you need to tell me that nothing happens. Why? What are you worried about? Lomeli, what do you need for? What do you need before? I mean, if you did a mime before and then you married her, obviously she's your wife. So what do you guys if you did a mime afterwards and nothing has to worry about? What are you worried about? Yeah. El of us, I did a ton of, since we learned, we're going through every single possible case, even though some of them are no chiddush. Since it says cholatz, in the case of chalitza, which was the case before, we said you did a maimon afterwards, and it was a chiddush. Tana nami bol. So therefore, when it comes to babila, it says use the exact same example, even though there's no chiddush involved. What's a maimon? And the idea the boy the mishnah bol the nusin get. Since in the case of bol, we need to tell you get the chiddush. You shouldn't worry about it before. Tana nami cholav is a get mentioned get, even though there's no chiddush anymore. Then the mishnah concludes: when it comes to chalitza, I don't care if it's the beginning, middle, end. After chalitza, nothing happens. Hashem, when it comes to bia, only if it's the first thing you did was a bia. But if you do a bia, if you do a get and then you do a bia, it's a weak bia. And it's a weak bia, we say that the other women also need to be released. Maslis in lechayda our mishnah the leiki haytana does not agree with the following tana. The tanya we learned abe yosef and yechidish shalaim ayim mishnah meyed achaz biila makes no difference biila achaz chalitza. If it's bitchila, the first thing he did was chalitza, and then afterwards he did all these other things, in acharekum. But even chalitza, be'emtza v'saif, if he did a chalitza in the middle of the end, yesh acharekum, you got to deal with it. If you did a maimer after chalitza, you got to give a get to the maimer. Nobody disagrees with our Mishnah. And the truth of the matter, what it concludes is, v'shalosh machleikit, but there are three opinions here. Tanakama, so Tanakama holds, there's a difference between bi and chalitza. By chalitza, I don't care when you did it, in acharekum. Even if you did it in the middle, and then afterwards you get a maimon, you don't have to worry about the maimon. Anything after chalitza, nothing happens. Mashengi by bia, only if bia in the shayna is strong, but bia in the middle at the end, we say that what? Yesh achabia. That's the Tanakama. Tanakama, so by bia, we are worried, equal migza, we are worried if you're going to say nothing happens after bia, then you'll do things in front of and you won't deal with it. Gazrina, gaiza. Chalitza, the lekle, by chalitza, what's the big deal? Give another chalitza, who cares? Like, give him another gaiza. Fine. Ram Nechemya holds is no do be chalitza. And what does he hold? Ram Nechemya holds be a nami lekele migze. We're not gozer, but inside by be inside by chalitza, we're not gozer. Your argument is ligze bia achar get. If let's say if you gave a get first and then you had bia, a Rebbe holds it's a weak bia, and therefore you need to give the co-wife also a chalitza. And what's the reason why you glazer? Mishum bia acha chalitza. Because next time you'll have a chalitza, and then you'll have a bia, and you'll think that nothing happened. If we say that bia, if after bia you did something, nothing happened, you think at least nothing happened. Kivan the chalitza the raisa. Everyone knows that's the way to give to set a woman free by giving chalitza made the yoda. Everyone knows nothing. That's over. People are not going to make this mistake. With the Ka'am, and this we say the other possibility, leagues a beer, achamaimed, if you did a maimed first, and then you did a beer. We're worried that next time, be achabi, I'll be with one woman, then me with another woman, and think that just like over here, it's my wife. Over here, also is my wife. Kivan the beer, the raisa, since we know that beer is matayda in every kind of a marriage. Hanamedi, everyone knows, no mistakes will happen. There's a difference in a maimed and a beer. So the difference is not that. Yesib and Chanan holds like the Rabbanan. The gazi be gazi chalitza should be a he hold that by be attacker only betchilas is strong afterwards it's weak, and then he says people are not coming to come in once you say be it'll be the same thing by chalitza as well. Had the lachlam gamliel start the repeating with Rashi as well. Okay, looking more vital. Boy, if somebody has relations with his wife, the yavama, bein b'shegig, you didn't realize it was the yavama, you thought it was your wife, your original wife. Bein b'meizi, you thought that she was a married woman, or you just wanted to have a nus with her. That's right.
He came home at night.
That's not amazing. The amazing is you wanted a beer. You didn't want to have yivama. You wanted a znus. Bein ba'oinis, where you're forced. The Gemara will explain. What do you mean you're forced? How are you forced? Because ein kisher ladas. Bein ba'rotzen, whether it was willing. Afilu who we'll see later. Bein ba'rotzen means afilu who shaygig. Even if it was a mashaygig, he mazida. Even if he was a shaygig and she was mazid. Or who made it? Even the both of them in the first case could be one of them was amazing, and one of them did it right. Here they both did it for the wrong reasons. Who anus? He lay anus. He was for she wasn't. He anus. Who lay anus? She was for him. Echad amada, you just started the relationship. Echad agamer, whether you consummated. Kone, she is your wife. V'lechilik bein bia lebia. We don't make a difference whether it's bia kedarka or bia shalei kedai. When it comes to yibum, by kedushin, bia shalei kedarka, nothing happens. But by yibum, since the Torah already put you together, the smallest union is enough. Rashi. Haba, yivem to shaygi kesavar. He thought she ishted his wife. Or isha cheres, or he thought it was some other woman who was, let's say, a penuya, a free woman. Turned out to be this your sister-in-law. Mezid l'shem's nus v'loy l'shemitz. Had no intention to go mitzah. Afilu mifah. What's afilu? He'll more explain. Hamaarish like goma biyase. Didn't complete his bia. Kone v'zocha benachla. He's kone and he's oicha in the nachla v'yetzi and the beget in bolotzia. Two things. First of all, even though mamish the wrong intentions, even though the pasuk l'hakim shein l'achiv l'cheder sounds like you have to have intention to help your brother out, he still steps in and inherits his brother's property. And she is considered his wife. You want to now live apart, you need a proper get. Bein bia l'bia makes a different kind of bia. It is a grashi. Bein bia kedarka l'isha loy kedarka u'bein haro l'gma bia. Makes no difference. Yeah. Back to the Mishnah. Okay, that's it then by Yibamim. Now, talking about an Aveda. If you didn't Aveda with any one of the Ervis incest, anyone that rise, with any of these kind of beers, oi psulis, let's say a Koyin is not allowed to marry a Grusha or a Koyin, God not marry a Mona. Or a mamzer is in Israel, or bat Israel, a mamzer is in any of these cases. All of these cases, even if it is like kedaka, all of these things, pasla. This woman now is considered a zayna; she can no longer live with a kohen. And the lechilik bein bia lebia make no difference between whether bia is kedaka or shalai kedaka, or whether it's hara or gemar bia. Yeah, to pasla her from marrying a kohen, she's a zayna. Rashi. So he's possible two things. You're not a married kohen, and if she was a bas kohen, we'll live with him. She cannot go back home and start eating trum again. And that's a machlekes other shayin been preaching about. A grusha mifsla bahar bia with his bia. She's possible with trum and doesn't go back to the family. Im he bas kohen. If she's a bas kohen, why? The shavi chalala. This one night stand. With any of this forms, it makes her into a chalala. The davka arayis epsulis. Davka talking about an erva or pasul. I would be as nusta panuya, but generally that is a rule. If a girl has is promiscuous, but she's not so with another guy, but not through marriage, but not there's no asa isa here, there's no mamzer involved there, no other isa. Le mishavi le zayna does not turn into a zayna. Well, a pasla min akuhuna. We had a machlekes regarding a goy who turns to a zayna or not, but does not pasla the kuhuna. To leshkachna tana, we don't find anyone except one tana. The apostle El Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar says the ponu habar la penuya shalei l'shem ishes asa zayna. Only Rabbi Lazar holds that if a single girl has relations, she's becoming a zayna and not a married kind. The Kama Bepirkin.
Rashi specifies that they both have to be ponu.
The man doesn't matter.
It says thing, in the Omer ponu.
Yeah, it's a chiddush. Yeah, but the ponu doesn't matter. If he's a married man, who cares?
So what's Rashi mostly for this word?
That's the word Rabbi Lazar uses. A man can marry as many women as he wants, so it doesn't make a difference. It's her. Mamzeres unesina. Lav apsul lekunukai. Mamzeres unesina. We're not talking about someone who's pasul lekoin. Says, when is a mamzeres only pasul lekoin? The apsul lekaima, for everyone. Navas only inyan truma de nashe nami lekele meimer. We cannot say we're talking about that she cannot go eat truma. No, we don't pass like Rabbi Lazar.
They can't.
Big problems.
There is problem or there isn't?
There is, because she might have lived with a goy one night. She might have...
According to
what? So that's just talking about a mamzer. But the other psalm apply. The other psalm apply, so we have to ask her. Truth, man, you don't ask and you make everyone has a chesakashas. That's what other do. Rashi, mamzer is in the sinner, lav apsul lekunakoi. The hapsula the kaima. If she is a mamzeres, the case of the mission is mamzeres, so you have to tell me that she's in us the coin, she's lost everybody. So we're just now talking about the kind of relationship that you have with her that we say you did an Aveda. If she is a mamzeres, I don't know about if he's a mamzer. if he's a mamzer, it does turn into a zayna. It does. But if she is a mamzer, the Mishnah says, even if she is a mamzer, mamzeres un sin Yisrael, or bas Yisrael a mamzer un sin. Okay, bas Yisrael mamzer in, taka turns into a zayna. But a mamzeres, what do you mean turns into a zayna? She was a zayna already. So if she's a mamzeres, why should she be asked to eat truma? She's a mamzeres. If she was a mamzeres and she had a bee with a kosher person for a mamzeres, why should she be any worse? Yeah. The chiddush here is regarding these psulot for mamzeres is that even just the beginning of a relationship is already enough to say it's a lav. And to get malchus. Ha Yisrael, this Yisrael had a relationship with her. She's a mamzeres ki haro ki marbir. Haro ki marbir. So the Mishnah writes it. No chil bi le bi. Yeah, which means even shaloi ki darka. Says the Gemara, right? My afil. What do you mean even? You start off saying if oinu to show you about something amazing. They say even of who and he. What do you mean even? Afil loy me boyer coming. Loy me boyer. Doesn't you don't have to mention who shaygig vehi ke mechavdal me he's a shaygig and she meant a mitzah. Inami who made the hikam chavna the mitzah and she wanted a mitzah. If one of them did the right thing, you don't have to tell me elafilu who shaygig the himizid. Even what they both did the wrong thing. It's a vayilukam chavna mitzah.
Neither of them had
in mind the shame ishur the shame beer the shame yivim. I feel hachi kana he's still kana. Rashi I feel who shaygig because of an isha had other woman. The himizid the beer is nus because she had in mind nus. He thought of somebody else. Tavayilam chavna the mitzah. I feel hachi kana ya kana. It says Takana Braisa. Afilu Shneim Shegin, Shneim Mizidim, Shneim Anusim. Nevertheless, there are Koine Azim. Freddy Gemara, Onus, the Maslis, and Hechidomi. What's the case in the Mishnah? He said forced, or an accident. Forced. Ilema Kishon, so going forced to Uvol and had a relation, the Chidisha that they married. But Omar Rava made a rule. Ain Oinis Levi. Nobody can be forced to ever. To have a relationship, you have to be in a certain frame of mind. Obviously, you wanted to be in that frame of mind. The only way you can have a relationship is if you want to. El b'yosh and you were asleep, and you happen to have a kishri when you were asleep, and she jumped in the bed at the time.
I mean, look, it works.
She's
for
watching.
Lovan was what's his name? Lloyd was toit shikir, and his daughters conceived
right.
from him. So,
exactly.
I mean,
yeah.
That, you can't say that was ladas.
Yeah. So Taisa says, why can't you? They say they put a gun to his head and said, if you don't get in the right frame of mind, we're going to shoot you. So Taisa said, because that's no excuse. Because you're Harug Vayavar. Three Avedis is Harug Vayavar is error. That's a fishing motor. But we really said, Yosha, if you take a sleep, Lloyd Kanda, if you're asleep and you have no idea of your whereabouts, what you're doing, you take an akoina. So Rashi, the Yosha la bar das, as if he has no seichel, vla habi kinyon ni kinyon, kinyon ni kinyon. But you know what I'm talking about? Benitka, he was standing on the roof. He was standing on the roof and he happened to have a kishri. And he fell off, he landed right top of her.
Into her. A man fell into a woman.
Freddy Gemara, but. Freddy Gemara, but Omar Rabba said if such a thing happened, not from Minagag Benitka. Exactly. He wasn't wearing clothes. She wasn't wearing clothes.
She was sunbathing in the garden, and he was naked.
Right. It was a nudist colony.
Doing a repair job on the Marco.
Says Rava, enough on me, Nagag, if somebody fell off the roof. The Nitka, and he landed on his wife. Chayibabad Vorim, you penalized for four things. You hurt her, you caught a pain, medical bills, and now she's unemployed for a while. And doesn't mention the interesting boishas, which is shame. Why? She has no shame of this.
She has shame.
Okay. Over you went to like Connor? She's like Connor. But she knows, she walks around, she can't look at this guy ever again because he had a relationship. Look at Ashi. Chai bedalot vorim, nezek, damage, tsar, pain, ripui, medical bills, v'shevet, got unemployed. Kedam b'chayvul. Petzatach, b'chayvul, rabbis, ha-shaygi, kemezi, no shaygi, but ain't the grotzen. Aval the b'chayvul, like if I can, I'll say later why there's no b'chayvul. But he went to Lekon, the Lady Chabla Bia, because he had no intention for Bia. Oh, in all about the case of Mishnah, you had Kabbalah for Bia, but Znus and other things. He had no Kabbalah Bia. So what do you mean you were forced? Hello, Kigonshin is Kavanli Ishta, even to Kafta, you went to. You was all ready for your wife, and Yavama pulled your wife out of bed, and she jumped in the stairs. And she's a smart lady. Uvala, and then you thought it was your wife, turned out to be somebody else. But why is it anus? That's not a mistake. Anus because she forced her your wife out of bed. Rashi. She says, "Gavin li ishtoi v'nizkasha lo," and then she took over. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow.